What's up, bro? What's good, man?
Yo, what is it?
What's up, man? Let's welcome the people back in to the It's All Good show. Well, welcome to everyone. We had a couple week hiatus. Got a little busy to say the least. But we here to catch back up, man. Catch back up, talk about a few things. What's up with bro? What's good, man?
Oh man, just coming back in the house, playing a little bit of ball, you know, man.
You was out there getting busy,
man. I was acting busy.
Okay.
I wasn't as busy as I could be.
Okay. Yeah, man, where I want to start, man? I want to start with this story, man, about this gray hair that I got, man. I just wanted to kind of roll right out into it, man, because it's been on my mind, man. So this is how it came about. I noticed my first gray hair. I was washing my face with a cotton swab, right? One of them little things, got a little alcohol. I had to, you know, touch myself up, line myself up real quick. Didn't have enough time to get to the shop. So I'm cleaning my face, swiping it with the, you know, hitting it with the alcohol. And so I'm cleaning it off. So I'm getting like the, you know, the cotton off out of my beard. And I keep going over this same spot, bro. I'm just like, man, I can't get this one little cotton piece out. Man, next thing I know, I'm like, man, that's a gray hair. That's a gray one. And ever since then, man, I've been on the lookout for him. I think I know you told me it was bad luck to count them. So I didn't count them. I ain't been counting them, but my baby, my daughter, when we sitting at the table and we eating, and she just start counting them out of nowhere. She counted all of them, all on my good side too, bro. On my good side, all my gray. I don't got no gray hairs on my bad side. All my gray hairs on my good side, and it's a shame, man. I feel old. I feel old, man. You got any gray hairs, bro?
I got a couple of them, man. I got a couple of them. The barber bring it up every now and then. I was like, man, keep cutting my business, man. I ain't coming for that. get my edge up right, man. You feel me? I ain't tripping off the rest of that, man.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting though? I think, like for me, I got so few because it's not really a lot. I just notice them because I'm looking at them in the mirror. I don't even know if other people notice them. Even though the first one I got, the very first one I noticed, like that one stick out. Like that one, like it stick out the side of my face. Like I'm here. Like even when I shave it down, like it's there. Like that gray one just notices. But I don't even know if people really notice it. So it's not a lot of gray hair, but that's just, bro, turn 30. See your first gray hairs. Start feeling old, man. Start feeling like we in the upper generations.
Oh man. salt and pepper, huh?
Man. Well,
man. Don't sweat it though, man. They say it's just wisdom.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just wisdom. Yeah, I guess that's it. I mean, that's the way getting gray hairs is better than the alternative, right? Better than getting old and getting wiser. Mm-hmm. It's always good to just want to get old and get wise. But shit, man. What we got here to talk about? I just wanted to start off with that gray hair story.
Man.
You want to talk? Did you see the boxing match? I mean, I kind of want to jump. I had some thoughts about that. Did you get to catch any of it?
I've really just been listening to what people have been saying about it. I haven't caught it myself.
Okay.
Like I told you, I didn't even want to see it. After I know what happened, I don't want to see it.
Well, what you hear? Well, what you hear, bro? Talk to me. What you been hearing about?
Man, I heard that boy. What's the name? Wilder.
Yeah.
I heard Wilder. I heard he was out there looking like Apollo Creed. Man. That's what I heard. I heard that.
Hello? Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yep, can you hear me?
Yeah.
The last I heard was you was talking about Apollo Creed. That's the last I heard. I didn't hear nothing else after that.
They say that white boy put greens, beans, tomatoes, bananas, everything. Like, what?
Man.
They say he threw the kitchen sink at it. But you know, and it is Black History Month, man.
Okay, so I watched every second of that fight, bro. I watched every second of it. I went to Concord, watched it with one of my peoples, and I watched every second of it. And bro, everything he's saying, completely accurate, bro. Tyson Fury beat the brakes off of Deontay Wilder. He beat the brakes off of him. Like he made him look small. And Deontay Wilder is a big dude, bro. Let's talk a little boxing, bro. Deontay Wilder is a big dude. Heavyweights. We talking heavyweights, right? Heavyweight division.
Mm-hmm.
200 pounds and above, right? At least. If I believe that's accurate. 200 pounds and above. Bro, it looked like a heavyweight versus a super heavyweight. Tyson Fury 6'9", and I believe he was at like 270, 275 for the weigh-in. So allegedly the narrative is Tyson Fury went up in weight. So for the first fight, he fought at around 250, and allegedly he went up maybe about 16 to 20 pounds for this fight. For the second fight against Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder for the first fight fought out, I believe they said 212, and he went up about 20 pounds to about 230 or so. So he was still giving up 40 pounds and about 2 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I think what happened was, I think Deontay Wilder thought that a heavier Tyson Fury wasn't going to be able to bounce around with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with his punching power, I think he felt like, okay, he'll be standing. I'll be able to catch him a few times. You know, he'll be heavier. He won't be as bouncy. I'll be able to catch him with that power, you know, clock him a few times, and have him hit the canvas like the first fight, you know, and probably knock him out. Bro, when I say Fury was in there toying with him, like, I mean, not only was he, like, he was, so it's like this, bro. So he took Wilder's best punch that first fight, right? Like Wilder knocked him down that first fight, but he got back up, right? That fight went the distance. Fury got back up. So what happens is when you take somebody's best punch, bro, he just pretty much just walked out Wilder. He was just walking him down the whole fight, bullying him, and like really and just putting it on him. And I guess the towel being thrown in was controversial. I thought Wilder showed a lot of heart. Showed a lot of heart by being upset about his corner throwing in a towel. But at the same time, bro, I'm watching that fight and I'm like, bro, it ain't even worth going the distance, because he taking he was taking a beating, bro. Like, he was taking a beating. So shit, man. I don't know, man. Yeah, you don't want to see it, man. It was, he was dominated. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Dang, I felt like I was just talking hella much to nobody.
No, I heard everything you said, bro.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay, I didn't know if the audio went out. I thought it went out.
I don't know why I'd be doing that.
We just got to get better equipment. That's all it is. We just got to get some better software.
Yeah. But, man, I've seen enough slave movies. I've seen enough oppression against my people. I'm good on that one.
I hear you, bro. I just we kind of talked about this over text. I just felt like Wilder kind of dropped the ball, man. I felt like he went in there unprepared, and he actually had an excuse that came out today. And you can actually talk to me if you feel like this is like a legit excuse, or if it's just bull. And I don't know if you heard, but he said that the costume he was wearing in honor of Black History Month that he walked to the ring, it weighed like 45, 50 pounds or whatever. And he said it weakened his legs. And his legs did look weak by like the second or third round. He didn't have eggs. He took a blow to the head that had his ear bleeding. And I guess people thought he was concussed. Like, that's what I thought. I thought his equilibrium was thrown off. But I guess now, like, doctor reports is coming out. That wasn't the case. He was just getting his ass beat. But yeah, man, he had this excuse about the costume that he wore to the ring. It weighed him down, and it had his legs weak, so he didn't have his punching power, I guess. So what do you think about that, bro? You think that's a legit excuse, or you think
no,
that's bullshit? Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No, I don't think so, bro.
Bro, look, don't come in there unprepared. Don't step into that ring, bro. Don't. And this is why people were saying Floyd wouldn't have never let us down, bro. Because what did Floyd talk about? What was some of the things he protect yourself at all times, right? Always having his head on. Floyd wouldn't even let motherfuckers touch him. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I know it's different weight classes and stuff, but
right, we ain't seen the heavyweight do that since Ali.
We was talking about the history of boxing, the historical relevance of it, man. Like, he got dominated. It really made me think, though, and we could stay on the history of boxing too. Like, you know, we could keep talking from Ali to Foreman to Frazier. You know what I'm saying? Like boxing history is. It's rich. Like the boxing history of Black heavyweights and African American heavyweights, bro, it goes back to last century. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, it had me wondering, yo, like, where do we rank Tyson Fury? Like, and I know, neither one of us are really like boxing aficionados. I like boxing. I don't know it like that. But where do you rank Tyson Fury, bro? Because he,
I feel like never seen a dude fight to even go there. But man. What I will say is, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. He beat Wilder. You know, Wilder might just be, you know, declining or stepping down.
Okay.
That doesn't make him. Ali lost what, about five fights?
56-5, right? 50, that's right. His record. 56-5.
So, I'm pretty sure those people that beat Ali won't be considered the greater fighter than Ali.
Yeah, but Ali.
Probably none of them.
Yeah.
Like, Tyson lost to Lennox Lewis, right? He lost to Evander Holyfield as well.
Yeah.
But when people talk about the greats, Do they mention those guys? Especially in terms of greatest of all times. I've heard people have Tyson as their greatest fighter of all time. I heard people have Ali as their greatest fighter of all time. Never heard nobody have George Foreman. Never heard nobody have Joe Frazier. Never heard nobody have Holyfield, Lennox Lewis. You know? So sometimes a cat might just got your number, right? That don't mean that they gonna be considered better than you. You just they just do better in the head-to-head matchup between the two of you, right? But you, when ranking somebody as greatness in a sport, you have to look at their dominance amongst their peers, right? Not just always head on head-to-head one-on-one. Just like you look at like basketball. Sometimes a cat might just got somebody number, right? Like what's a good example I can think of?
Like the Warriors just had LeBron number.
That's not a good one. I wouldn't go as far because he beat them. You know it's a lot of that. I could get opinionated on that. I wouldn't go as far. I would look at Chris Paul. Early in his career.
Okay.
Early in Chris Paul's career, Deron Williams and Chris Paul was considered like one and two top point guards, right? 1A, 1B, right? You know who you ask. Most people had Deron Williams, though.
Yeah.
Why? Because Deron Williams was bigger, heavier, and from the eye test, when they matched up head-to-head, people gave Deron Williams a nod because he probably did a better job, you know, in the head-to-head matchup. It's obviously because of the physicality and whatnot. However, historically, nobody would rank Deron Williams over Chris Paul. Historically,
not even close. But at the time and for the matchup, now I get what you're saying though, and that's a great analogy. Like I know that was an analogy that we had back in high school. You know what I'm saying? The Chris Paul, Deron Williams, which was a great matchup. Deron Williams was he was a motherfucker back then. You know what I'm saying? But Chris Paul has stood the test of time, which is no debate who is the better all-time player. But I get what you're saying about matchups, but
they did a thing on Open Court about this. I don't know if you watch Open Court.
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't know if I saw this episode. Talk to me about it.
Okay, they did an episode on Open Court, and they was like, "Who was a guy that you hated facing?" Yeah. But that the asterisk next to it was, "Don't name a Hall of Famer." Obvious, you know. Don't say Michael Jordan gave me the bit. Of course, Michael Jordan gave you the bit. Say somebody that the younger generation may not even know. Right? And they start naming all these, sure enough, they got to naming all these cats I never heard of. You know, Isaiah Thomas named some cat that used to give him the biz I never heard of a day in my life. And still haven't heard of since then. Who else? Kenny Smith named somebody. It was some cat played for the Sixers. He was number three on the Sixers before Allen Iverson was number three. His name was like Barrows or
Dana Barrows.
Dana Barrows.
Dana exactly. Barrows. Yeah, he's for the Celtics too. He was a baller. Yeah, he could hoop. Yeah.
Kenny Smith said he used to give him the business. He hated guarding that cat. Right, but historically, who people remember? So yeah, and we always said styles make a fight.
Yeah,
right. You pick three individuals. You say, okay, who's the baddest man out of these three? Well, how are we gonna figure that out? Okay, let's have them all fight one another at different times. So. Let's say it's A, B, and C. So A might beat B, but lose to C. But beats C, right? So you like,
yeah, it's like a tri- it's just like a, it's like a, it's like a triangle champion, right? It's a fucking term for that, man. It's a second right now. Nah, but I know what you're saying. No, it's a,
right, so
it's a triangle,
so,
yeah.
So sometimes somebody might just be better. Sometimes, so you know, it's a lot of stuff that goes in. There's a lot of stuff that goes into to historical rankings. Politics come into play. Sometimes you just tell. Sometimes it's not close enough to debate.
All right. Look, I hear you, bro. So, but check me on this Tyson Fury real quick, and then we could switch over. Or we could. I know it's getting late, but check me on this Tyson Fury real quick. I don't think I'm crazy on it, and I'm just really playing devil's advocate because I really don't. I'm not saying he's the best fighter of all time. That's not what I'm saying. Not at all. However, listen, bro. I think there's something, and I heard you saying about politics and this and that. There's something to be said about 6'9", 275. In the ring, bro, have you checked his record? He's undefeated. He hasn't lost a fight. He's talking about retiring. There's nobody that's going to stand in his way. I think Wilder said he wants a rematch, which, look, I'm here for the rematch. I'm here for the Wilder Fury 3. I think it would be great. I just don't want to see Wilder go in there and get dominated like he did again. Like, I just don't want to see. And I don't know how Wilder is going to overcome that. And check this out. Well, people were saying that Wilder... And maybe I bought the hype, but people, and this has to be inaccurate because people were saying that Wilder had the greatest knockout punch that they've seen all the time. I forgot who was saying it, but there's boxing aficionados that was raving about Wilder's knockout punch. Which is great. Like Wilder has a great record too, but like I just said, just from the fight that we saw last fight, bro, he was dominated. So if you got a fighter that's 6'9", 270, fundamentally sound as a boxer, and I can't take you back to all 30 of his fights that he won, I can take you to the most recent ones. Bro, I'm just trying to figure out who would beat him. And I know there's somebody that would beat him. I think you get somebody like Joe Lewis, somebody like George Foreman, who would have that blow for him. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, bro, he was in there looking. If he giving that to Wilder, who has that punching power, yo, it's gonna take another skilled technician to beat him. You know what I'm saying? I just think it's curious. I'm just curious. Like it really got me thinking. Like, man, Tyson Fury, like he just looked like too much. Listen, bro, he looked like too much of a man for Wilder. I'm watching this with my eyes, bro. It's an eye test thing, and I'm just like. Yo, Wilder just didn't have it, but yo, bro, Fury looked dominant, man. And I'm just, man, I was impressed. But yeah, man, that's all I'm saying. And I get what you're saying about matchups and comparisons.
You I'm saying, just saying you gonna whoop this big 6'9" motherfucker,
bro? I'm just like, bro, and you know what, bro? And you know what, like. Boxing is really like the most it's two activities that are like the original sports. It's the 100-meter dash and boxing. Those go back to ancient times, bro. And I'm saying, bro, Tyson Fury is a fighter. Like he's a like that's what he was like that's what he's born to. You know what I'm saying? There's some people that are just. That's what they do, bro. They're born to fight. You know, he's a like that. He come from a boxing family. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm just saying, man. Like, who gonna get in there and get him? I guess you would have to go to somebody old school. You would have somebody that could drop him. Somebody that could drop him. It would have to be a heavy hitter. But like I said, bro, what I'm saying is, people are saying that Wilder is supposed to be. It's supposed to have the strongest right hand all the time. So if he not putting Fury down, yo, who is?
They think he got the strongest right hand of all time, they said.
I'm just saying, that's just what I heard. And like I said, it could It could just be from some young bro. He do be knocking people out though. I mean, maybe he just ain't fought nobody worth a damn. But Wilder, I mean, look at his record. Wilder damn near ain't lost either. Not recently. That's why the fight with Fury. That's why Eric, bro. Did you see that? I was watching it, bro. Everybody was there.
What about old school Iron Mike Tyson?
See, okay. So let's land out now. We talking boxing. Now we rolling. It takes us a minute to get rolling. All right. So look, bro. The thing about Mike Tyson, and wasn't Mike Tyson the youngest heavyweight, the youngest to ever hold the belt? He did it at like 20 years old, right, bro? Right? Am I mistaken? I gotta look this. Mike Tyson, bro. 19 years old, Mike Tyson was not knocking people out. I think his record was like 19-0, 19 knockouts, and like half of them in like the first
brother two rounds. Out.
Yeah, that would for my money, that Mike Tyson might be the best boxer of all time. And I know people would say, okay, well, if he fought Ali, he would be in a different, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, bro.
Man, and he didn't, that motherfucker didn't even have to hit you in your face. You hear me? He knocked your motherfucking ass over, hitting you in your stomach.
Yeah.
Not in your
Iron Mike, bro.
Not even in your chest, your stomach.
Iron Mike, yo. Iron Mike could put, I think he could put a lot of people down, yo. But the only thing about Mike Tyson is that he did lose his love, and towards the end of his career, bro, he was getting his ass beat.
He wasn't in it no more, bro.
He wasn't in it. I'll give him that.
He was heartbroken. He wasn't mentally.
Hey, wasn't Mike Tyson who got his?
He took all his joy away, okay? He took his joy.
Hey, wasn't Mike Tyson who got his mouthpiece knocked out that he was looking for? He was on it. No, bro. It might have not been Mike. Maybe it was somebody else. But I think it was Mike Tyson who got his mouthpiece knocked out, boy. I think it was like Lennox Lewis, boy. Because, hey, Lennox had them bangs for you. Or Evander. It was one of them. One of them had them bangs for Tyson, bro.
Both of them. It's like they jumped him in late in his career. You know? Because we was young.
When Tyson was in his heyday, we was young.
We was young. But we you know, just like how we came into basketball knowing Michael Jordan. You feel me? We came in knowing Mike Tyson.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, me as a little kid, they used to tell me how bad Mike Tyson was, shit like that. By the time I finally caught me some Mike Tyson, Holyfield caught that motherfucker too.
Hey, bro. Hey, hold on, bro. You better be cool for Mike. Are you talking about it?
Hey, wait.
Bro, I remember having a conversation with some of my friends when we was in Fresno. And in the conversation, we was just up drunk one night late, right? Friday night, whatever. And the question was, what would you do if Mike Tyson disrespected you in front of your girl? Like, Mike Tyson, though. Like, what you gonna do, man? What you gonna do? Or in front of your mom or something. It was something like that. Like,
me and mom's gonna have to get out of there.
No, hey, Mike, you got that, Mike. It's Mike Tyson, bro. Come on now. Hey, Mike Tyson was at the fight. I seen him on the pre, bro. He walked in with a big, bro, talking about gray hair, bro. Man, whoever's listening to this, if you seen Mike, bro, he had the full beard gray. Walking in with a young thing on his arm. Mike Tyson is a motherfucker, yo. Like, bro, who's still today gonna say something to Mike Tyson, yo? Unless you're a boxer.
Right now. I better say. I'm about to tell you right now who was going to tell him something.
Man. and Mike Tyson. Hey, you know, whenever we talk about boxing, bar, it's just gonna veer off into what would you do with Mike Tyson? And what would you do? It's just like Jamie Foxx, bro. Who pit Mike Tyson like a pit bull, bro? Who pit bull is this? You see Mike Tyson in the room. But but man, just on that boxing tip, bro, Wilder got his ass beat. It was a shame. Black History Month. But I ain't even gonna do Wilder like that. I ain't even gonna say he ruined Black History Month. I ain't gonna say that. We ain't gonna go that far that he ruined Black History Month. We not gonna say that, bro. We not gonna go that far. Even though it could be something to Black History Month potentially being ruined.
You're not gonna say it, you just gonna imply it.
We just gonna say he did not do it because we rock with him. And you know what? And he does want the rematch. So maybe there is some saving grace in that. He does want the rematch.
Damn, you think he could get that motherfucker about this weekend or something? Shit.
Run that shit back, huh, man? Nah, he needs to rest up, bro. He got to rest. He needs to rest up first, bro. He is taking some head shots. I seen the stats on that motherfucker, bro. You seen boxing stats? Bro, that was... You feel that motherfucker. You feel the... You look at basketball stats and you like, okay, look at free throw percentages, 3-point percentages, bro. You look at power punch percentages, bro. You like, damn, he was getting fucked up. Like, man, but shit, man, it's getting late, man. I don't even know if we're gonna get to no basketball today. I think we gave him enough, man. They lucky they got this, man. We niggas is trying to piece it together as it is.
Man, you know, it's been a minute, man. You feel me? We had to say something. We had to get it back rolling. You know, it's gonna be more to come, and it's only gonna get better.
It's up.
You feel me?
Man.
And once it's up, it's stuck. You hear me?
What's up? Hey, man. I got some ideas coming up, brewing in the future. I know. Look, this is just episode 3. If people even make it this far, I don't even know if motherfuckers make it to the end. It's just episode 3. It'll get better. We on got some ideas brewing up in the future. So bear with us. It's all good. My bro Ring, I know you got to be up early. I got to be up early in a few hours. So we try to squeeze this into our schedule, try to make it happen. But yeah, man, we're gonna add some more structure to this and keep it going. So we talked a little boxing today. I thought it was appropriate for the weekend. We'll get back into basketball talk because basketball is starting to heat up. And I got some thoughts on it. I got some thoughts on basketball stuff. But let me... Yeah, man, let me get up out of here, man. Gotta get some rest, man. I'm getting old as it is. These gray hairs ain't going nowhere. So.
That's what it is, man. And, it's been well. It's all love. It's all good.
Yeah, bro. It's always great to converse with bro, man. I'll talk to you soon.
It's all good, bro.
All right, bro.
All right.